Previously on Algoa FM.
It's Mark Hayes and dancing on Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. This morning, though, joined by an incredible talent in studio, someone who's taken her unique sound from SA to the world. She was born right here. In fact, I just chatted to her about it. Kwazakhele, in fact. Kwazakhele, but now making waves in the US. It's Thabisa Rich, and she's back home to record her highly anticipated third album. She's got a powerful voice, a deeply personal story, telling passion and fusion of genres that push boundaries, and she's definitely become a force to be reckoned with. Also, I might add, super stylish. You need to go and have a look on our Facebook page after this when we post pics and the podcast and so on and so on. But for now, tune into the conversation. Thabisa, welcome to potholes. Welcome to load shedding. To sky high petrol prices. Welcome back to it. Although the US is no walk in the park.
Yes.
No.
Yes, please. Thank you. Just to make sure that we put that out there, yes, as well. Yes. Okay. It's not all bad everywhere. Okay. I mean, yeah, it is pretty much bad everywhere, to be quite honest. Yes. We see how the world is, right? But I am so grateful to all of you guys, and it's my honor to be here. So thank you for having me. What a wonderful introduction, by the way. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Listen, you've chosen to return home to record your third album. What inspired the decision? How does it feel to be back?
It is long overdue. Completely long overdue. I get that. A lot of people have been asking me to, you know, bring out new material. And I mean, I'm really proud and happy to be at this point in my life right now where I can actually say I am in the works. I am doing my third body of work, full body of work. I've been doing, you know, I've been performing a lot. I focused for like more than 10 years just on performances and building my brand and just really growing, okay? Mm. Like, I think that the first two albums that I had, I call them like my foundational stepping in, my foot on at the door kind of albums. And I think now with this new work, I've been contemplating it for quite some time, to be quite honest, and really scared to just want to, you know, put a body of work that's not thoughtful, that's not authentic, and that's not going to tell a story that is resonant with people. So I think now I've arrived at that point.
And you've grown.
And I have grown. Yes. If I have to say that myself, I have grown and I've lived a life, and life is lifing, people. Oh, being an adult, it is a scam. So children, please do not want to grow up. Do not ask children what they want to be, you know, when they grow up. Just, you know,
let them be.
You know, because that is the best time. But for me, I think the decision has been long made, but it was a matter of when. You know, when is it going to happen? Because also we must know, we do understand that music is an expensive sport. You know, it's not just the thoughts and prayers and it ends there. Thoughts and prayers are a lot of work and the actions to actually making it work. Mm. So I think I've arrived there and blessed that I could say that. So the inspiration really, it is going to be about my journey in this 10 plus years of not doing the actual work in terms of recording, but just living life and collecting stories and just experiencing.
Thabisa, as you said, it's your third album and it is album in the making. Have you decided on a title for the album yet?
You know, I've had so many conceptual ideas over the years because, like I say, I've always thought about what I want to do with my album and what growth looks like for me, right? Trying to balance all the thoughts of, you know, all the living my life, but at the same time imagining what it could look like and trying to put that into fruition. The one concept I had was called the original scene, and it was really to empower women, and it was to also, you know, be a little bit controversial. Doesn't hurt, you know. So it has those religious connotations into it with the name as well, but it was really just to empower women and the whole, and just to debunk the fact that pastors, please get off my back because I ain't gonna say this. Because I don't really quite personally feel that it is what it is, what we were told about Eve. You know, I think it is a patriarchal idea, I feel. I when I ponder on it. Mm. And I pondered, but at the same time, I want to just spin it on its head and see and say, like, look at this guy who decided to interpret the Bible and just like decided to paint Eve as this evil woman who's made this man
the temptress,
you know, and blamed her for all of what we now are experiencing. And a lot of abuse and a lot of degradation and all the things come from that as well today, because you see a lot of men would say, like, hey, Lumfaz, you know, this woman, you know, you're just like Eve, and then they will beat up their women and all these sort of things because of this woman who was the original sinner, more or less. So I wanted to flip that on its head and be like, yeah, maybe it's not like that.
Sure, that is deep. So, yeah. I mean, you speak about your two foundational albums. You're now on the third. How would you say your sound and perhaps even genre have evolved since then?
Oh my goodness. You know, let me peep you in, people that are listening. My album is going to be fire. As in, like, because it is going to be so hot. Like, I cannot imagine, because I've got wonderful people working on this album. I've got amazing people, from the producers to the engineers to right in this studio. People that will be mixing and mastering this work that I trust completely. And I feel like this is the first time where I'm going to be working on a project where I don't have to, where I feel like I don't have to micromanage anything, where I can really feel so light and at heart, and my soul is feeling very calm in the whole process. So the sound, I think, well, let me tell you with the people I'm working with. I'm working with Edgar, who is your colleague, which is just wonderful. He is the Summer Award winner. Yes. He's an artist in his own right. And also, he is also part of the It Sounds Fresh as a producer. He works with Mtogo Zisi Mabuza. And Cornelius, you are there as well, my friend.
He will
he's
be mixing.
Everywhere. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere, mixing and producing.
Yeah, now. And mastering the works. So, guys, please listen and judge. Do not worry.
Judge. Judgment Day.
I am just saying, because see we are coming in strong, and we are not afraid, because we know what we're doing.
I have to ask this question. Obviously, you got a story to tell. The new album is coming out. Have you decided on how many tracks will be on this album, more or less?
Yeah, that one is a tough one, because
it's always a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one. You know, Edgar and I push and pull on that. You know, so I'm trying to convince him. So so far 10, but I'm hoping for a little bit more. Just for growth and control, you know. Yeah, I'm hoping to add more.
Listen, Tabisa, we're running out of time, but I do need to find out, speaking of time, what are the timelines? When can we expect the album to come out, and where can we find it? Where can we listen to it?
Hey, when's it gonna drop?
yo, where do all the MCs go? Yo. The album will be dropping this year, around September, but I have a single coming out in April. So look out for that. That is going to be wonderful. It's going to be deep. It's going to be amazing. And just to answer that question a little bit further, when I was talking about the original sin as a concept, but that's not what's going to be quite happening on this album fully. This album, I'm going to be focusing on healing. I'm going to be talking about love. I'm going to be touching on singing. You know, I'm going to go deep into who I am as a girl who's coming from a space that was never really meant for me to survive, you know, systematically in Kwazakhele. But here I am, you know, following my dream and living my best life as possible and as authentic as I can, and really living in the reality of making a dream come true. So that album is going to resonate with a lot of girls from where I come from, and boys, you know, to just really encourage them to be who they're supposed to be. But then at Tabisa Music, that's where you will find me, though. At Tabisa Music on Facebook, you'll find me laughing at Lee's videos, and while her hair is freezing and all of that, I just have to have Lee as a dose of Lee every day. So find me on Facebook as well as Instagram. All my don't just shouldn't go on X. We've divorced for now. It's okay. It's all right. I'm all right with it. But at Tabisa Music, TABISA Music, Tabisa Music, and on my website as well. Please subscribe so you can hear about everything that I'm doing, including the people that I'm working with, at www.tabisamusic.com.
I just love that there is still a bit of SA, even in your name, Tabby SA. Absolutely love it. Listen, incredible talent. That is Tabisa Rich, South African, homegrown and born, now based in the USA, making big moves. You want to check her out. Listen for the single dropping in April and the rest of the album this year.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.